Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it's your spiritual kickoff. Are you ready? I can feel it. Are you ready? It's time to get going, okay? So we're going to be looking at 1 Peter this week, okay? 1 Peter chapter 5. We're going to look at the first three verses, all right? Therefore, I urge elders among you, as your fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and one who is also a fellow partaker of the glory that is to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not with greed, but with eagerness, nor yet as domineering over those assigned to your care, but by proving to be examples to the flock. This is a great piece of scripture, and it's going to really tie into what we're going to be talking about this week, okay? I want to dive into some topics this week around mentorship, serving others, being a good role model, and being able to speak into people's life. And right here in 1 Peter, it's a great way to get us started, guys. All right, so first of all, you need to know where is 1 Peter, okay? So it is New Testament, and it's near the end. So after James, you're going to find 1 Peter, okay? So it's right in your book, and you know, you'll go to Hebrews, you'll find James, and then you'll get to 1 Peter, all right? So that's where it's at. So take a turn there. So Peter actually wrote this letter while he was in Rome to the Gentiles who were scattered, okay? And Peter, we all love Peter, right? He was never without opinion, and sometimes he put his words before he really thought about it through, right? I mean, he would just speak things. I mean, just think about him at the Mount of Transfiguration and all the things that are happening right there. And Peter just speaks up, it is good for us to be here. It's like, dude, just chill out. Be quiet sometimes. So I totally, totally get Peter. I have that problem myself sometimes. But in this letter, he was addressing the elders, okay? And they were the leaders. They were the leaders. They had a desire to serve the church, right? And they had a desire to do it not begrudgingly, right? It's not something they had a bad attitude about. And then he's talking about here shepherding the flock, okay? Now, we think about this all pretty regularly when we look at scripture, because, I mean, Jesus is the good shepherd, right? And he's shepherding the flock. And what do they take care of? Sheep, okay? They take care of sheep. Well, here's the thing. Sheep are dumb, okay? Sheep are dumb. And I tell you what, there's so many things out there. When you look at sheep, I mean, these animals are defenseless. They have a big target on their head. I mean, I heard another pastor preaching about sheep and saying that, like, they could literally just drown themselves by drinking too much water. I mean, that's a dumb animal, okay? And I get it. Look, I'm a sheep myself, and I need the good shepherd, okay? What the scripture is telling us here is shepherd the flock of God among you, okay? So the flock of God among you is who? The people you are around. The people that you're around. Just take a look. There's an opportunity to shepherd those people all around you. But you need to put yourself in the right opportunity and situation to serve others. Okay? That oversight that he's talking about here. Okay? He talks about exercising oversight. That's genuinely caring and doing out of a heart of care versus a heart of, I got to do it. You know, we can all tell when somebody's doing something because they have to do it versus they want to do it, right? So we really need to think about that when we try to serve others. Now, think about the greed part of this verse. You know, what it really talks about, and not with greed, but with eagerness, okay? So what is it trying to give us there that we can learn from? And you can think about used car salesmen and just that dirty feeling. Sometimes you just have that feeling, okay, I know they're after my money. They're not after my own interests. It's all about them. Hey, there's greed all over in this world. We don't have to look very far. We'll find greed, right? So just think about that. We do not want to have greed in our life, particularly when it comes to serving others. Now think about the next part. It's talking about with eagerness, but not domineering. So when you think about domineering, I immediately just thought about leadership, managers, bosses, whatever you call them, right? Now think about the worst manager or boss you had. You have them in your mind? Now the reason you probably left that company or left that situation is because of them. I mean, people usually don't leave companies. They leave bad leaders or bad bosses. And I tell you what, guys, this is something we need to remember. If we're going to serve others and help be that light in our community and be able to shepherd the flock, we cannot be domineering over others. Okay. And think through this too. When you're trying to shepherd others, more is caught than taught. Okay. I say that a lot. I really tell that. I tell that to a lot of guys I try to coach. The idea is people are going to pay attention more to what you do versus the words that you say. Now, the words are important, so don't get me wrong, but your children in particular, they're going to be looking at what you as the leader of the home does versus just the words that come out of your mouth, okay? So just keep that in mind. So, you know, let's tie this all together and think through what Peter is really trying to tell us here. You know, we're lions, guys, and it's our responsibility to shepherd those around us. It really is. And when you think about mentorship, guys, it's important that we, first of all, we're doing what God's telling us to do, that we, if we do have that oversight, we're not doing it because we're told. We're doing it because that is God's will. We're not trying to have some greedy type of agenda, but we're doing it with eagerness. And we're also not trying to just be over top of someone forcing down our agenda. Okay. At the end of the day, the Spirit has to lead you, but you also have to be willing. Okay, and it doesn't say shepherd a flock when it's convenient, fellas. So shepherds, they're taking care of others all the time. All the time. They're never off, right? So you need to have that heart for others and unlock the power of mentorship. It can really be a blessing to you in your life. So I love what's going on in 1 Peter here. And how he's really urging the elders. Again, you may not be an elder. That's fine. I'm not an elder myself, but I can still take these lessons and think through how I can mentor and help someone else coming up behind me just a little bit in their journey. And remember, you only have to be one step in front of someone to help them. So many guys think they have to be so far down the road. And that's just not the case. You can literally be one step ahead and help the guy behind you. Okay? So this week, we're going to be talking about, I'm going to be unpacking some stories and ideas on how to use the power of mentorship to build the kingdom. Guys, I think you're going to really like this message. I'm so excited about it. I think it's one that's going to serve us all well. It's going to help us grow together. So the question I really want you to think about this week is, who are the wise mentors that are speaking into your life? So who are those wise mentors? Do you have them? And guys, if not, I'm going to give you some tips, some ideas on how you can find them and that you can really take away and go start building those mentors in your life and being one yourself. So guys, I pray this message served you well. And then we're going to start changing something up on our spiritual kickoffs right now. We don't know the people who listen to our show. We know that the numbers are great. People are listening. We know you guys like the spiritual kickoff, but I don't know if you guys are all believers. So I'm going to share the gospel real quick. You know, basically, this is an opportunity to align within us to grow the kingdom. Now, Satan does not want any of this to go live. So I know every week we get pushed back. It's a constant struggle for me to keep the mic hot, to keep the camera on, but I am committed to it because I am trying to do his work. And you know what? With all the hundreds and thousands of downloads that we're getting, if we can bring the gospel and impact one person, all the work is totally worth it. So, I mean, what is the gospel? I mean, God came to be with us, right? We are sinners, and we have fallen short of the glory of God. I mean, when the sin entered the world, we were separated, right? And then God loved us so much that he sent his son down to be born of a virgin. And he lived the perfect life and showed us all the ways that we need to live. And his name is Jesus. And I tell you, when you start reading the Gospels and you understand who Jesus was, it is so beautiful. And then what did Jesus do? He paid the ultimate price for us. He bought us. It's called the atonement, the payment that satisfies. And what was the payment for our sins? It was his blood. And when that blood ran on the cross, it was paid in full. When he pushed up on his nail-pierced feet and said, "It is finished." Tetelestai. At that point, guys, we had it. We had the opportunity for salvation. And then 3 days after that death, he rose. He rose. We do not worship a dead man. We worship a risen, living Savior. And then he ascended to heaven and he sits on the right hand of God. And the Bible tells us that no one goes to the Father except through him. And we have to understand that. So if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, today is the day. I mean, today is the day. You need to admit that you're a sinner. Understand that you are a sinner. I'm the chief sinner myself, but admit it. Then you need to believe. You need to believe that Jesus is Lord, that he came, that he paid the penalty, the price for us, and it's all is paid in full. And then you need to confess with your heart everything to him. He just wants your heart. He wants your heart. He wants you to give it all to him. So give it to him. So again, admit you're a sinner, believe Jesus is Lord, and look, confess to him. Now, if you just said this and you just did this in your heart, I want you to email us. I want you to email us at support@thelionwithin.us because I want to pray with you. I want to be able to walk beside you and give you some resources that's going to help you in your spiritual journey. Welcome to the brotherhood. So again, support@thelionwithin.us. If you just accepted Christ, let us hear. We want to celebrate with you and you're probably going to be fired up and we want to give you some things to take this message, amplify it even greater. So guys, there's your spiritual kickoff for the week. I pray this helped you out. Again, share it out. Give us a rating, review, all that fun stuff. Go to thelionwithin.us. Check out all our resources. It's all there. Thank you so much. And come on back for Wednesday for our big meat episode. I think you're going to really like some of the areas that we're going to be talking about to help you guys grow, be the leaders you're predestined to be. So guys, have a great week. Look forward to seeing you back here. And get your butt out there and unleash the lion within. Is your daily routine setting you up for success or failure? Each day is an opportunity to improve, and it starts with solid habits. We created a guide that outlines 9 powerful habits that will strengthen the physical, mental, and spiritual areas of your life. To get your free guide, check out the link in the show notes or hop over to thelionwithin.us/habits. That's thelionwithin.us/habits and start creating the habits you need to be the leader you're predestined to be. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're
honor to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.